Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello and welcome once again to Retirement Income Solutions. It's another good day to learn more about your retirement and prevent for yourself retirement regrets. We're going to talk about a number of things in the show today. My name's Steve Gramsci. I am your co-host along with our financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. They listen, plan, and thrive in retirement because they've put it in writing. How about you? Local wealth advisors here at Security First Asset Management. We're serving Middle Georgia in Dublin and Macon. You'll find the offices, and you can check us out while you're listening at completetheplan.com. Right now, hello, Bill. Hi, Daniel. Welcome back again.
Hey. Good morning.
How we doing?
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm always excited to have this discussion with you because you always help me with my own, you know, plan for retirement, and you always give me something. I'm thinking, I really need to pay more attention to that. So I'm looking forward to what that is for me today, selfishly, and what you can give to our listeners as well. And by the way, the number to call is 800-987-1443. We'll give it out once again later on. But without more ado, let's go to the mailbag as we usually do to begin the program every week. And this one comes from Lonnie in Macon. And Lonnie writes, I've been planning to sell some investment property to do some different investing for retirement, but I just discovered how much I'll owe in taxes because of the increase in the property value since I bought it. Should I just hold on to it?
Lonnie, that's a great question. You know, it's always good to have a well-performing investment. You know, I assume you had it long-term, and you'd be dealing with capital gains types of taxes instead of ordinary. To answer your question, though, directly, I'd have to know a little bit more about you, and specifically about how this investment property has fit into your overall retirement plan. And it may be a good idea to diversify a little bit better and rid yourself of some of the real assets that you're like this property you're talking about. But whether it's good or bad for you, it'd be hard to know without knowing more about you. But let me just give you some advice. You're dealing with capital gains taxes. That could be either 15 or 20%. So it's not 30 or 40% or better. And look at what your income is this year. Or maybe if you're planning on retiring in the near future and you'll be in a little less tax bracket, maybe it makes more sense to take the capital gains at that point in time. But nevertheless, you probably need to sit down and have a conversation with somebody who can let you understand the complete tax implications of your desire to sell the property and how it fits into your overall plan was what the kind of advice that we would give you. So, again, give us a call, and we'd be happy to sit down and talk to you about your overall plan and see how the taxes may affect that. But get competent advice about the taxes that you owe, and we'll help you get competent advice about what you should do in an overall plan. But thanks for calling.
And Lonnie, Bill would like to get specific with you. So that number is 800-987-1443, and it can help. So go ahead and feel free to make the call. We'll be there for you. Now, Mr. Neesmith, I'm looking forward to your fact of the week. What do you have for us?
I do have a fact of the week. This one comes from the New York Times.
Oh, boy.
All right. So this may not be a shock to anyone, but Apple has generated more profit than any other company in U.S. stock market history.
Whoa.
How about that? Man. We're talking about a company that's not as old as a lot of the other companies that are on the exchanges and generated more profit than any other company in U.S. stock market history. I wish I'd have bought them in 2000.
Well, you know? Don't we all? But think of any number of companies and their products. How many companies have a product that almost everyone in the world owns at least one of?
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. And think about it, the ones that they're coming out with next month, $1,000 a piece. That's what they're saying the new iPhone's
stepping the price up. Was that the 10 or something?
The 10, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the 8 just came out.
Yeah, they're skipping ahead. I don't understand it, but hey.
Wow.
They're the ones that turn profit, not me.
I read an article recently about products that seem to be very expensive and overpriced for what they are. And there is a market for that. And I read the article that Apple created this specifically for that market, for people who really want to have that status to say they have the most expensive of the genre. So
Well, that makes sense, because there is an element in the population that wants to have that so that they can tell everyone they know they have that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Actually,
very true.
You only have to have the appearance of it, really. I mean, you take my little BMW Z4 sports car. The other day, I went to a dry cleaner, and the woman behind the desk who's getting to know me said, "Hey, Mr. Gramsci, isn't that a $60,000 car?" And I said, "Well, yeah, probably if it were brand new, but this one's 13 years old." She says, "Well, how much did it cost you?" I said, 12 grand cash. And I went, "That's why I have it." You know?
There you go.
So I think you can have the status without actually spending the money. See?
Yeah, that is very good advice for the listeners there.
Yeah, very save money. Budgeting. Don't take all the depreciation up front. Let somebody else take it, right?
There you go. Let's talk about retirement and move on to our subject for this segment, retirement variables. And in that, we are going to find out how your lifetime income blueprint can make a big difference. If the variables were the same for everybody, retirement planning would be much simpler. But the fact that everybody is different is what makes it fun, as Lonnie found out just a minute or two ago. So, guys, explain why the answers to these questions are different for everybody. Example, how much income will we need?
Very much so. This lifestyle is a very important component of retirement planning, and some folks want to travel. I have a client that retired a few years ago, and he had a job throughout his career that took him all around the world, so he has no desire to travel, so he doesn't need to have that extra income in his plan because he's already done everything, so that's a variable. Hobbies. My gosh, some people have hobbies that are very, very expensive, like, for example, horses. I mean, I like to ask the question, do you have anything in your house or in your household that's in your property that weighs more than 80 pounds that you have to feed? Well, that could be a horse, that could be a big dog, that could be an RV, that could be a boat. It varies per person. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the income needs will vary based on that. And some folks enter retirement and they have paid their home off, but they plan to do so in the first few years of retirement. Well, that will free up income thereafter. So everybody has a different need in retirement planning, and we can't do a cookie cutter type approach. So that's why we do the lifetime income blueprint, which is built specifically for that individual or couple.
I was in the grocery store recently, and a man was getting a big bags of dog food, and I said, "Wow, well, you must have a big dog." He said, "Yeah." He says, "It's almost 100 pounds. And I said, "Well, hopefully that'll hold it for the month." He said, "No, this just going to hold it for the week." So I can imagine
there you go.
He's going to have a lot of money set aside in retirement just for dog food, let alone dog pickup, you know?
It's no longer discretionary, is it?
No,
it's
a
need.
Another retirement variable that you would like to have, I guess, if you love big dogs. Okay, guys, how much will we pay in taxes?
Well, I generally think that we're going to be paying more in taxes 15, 20 years down the road, depending on when you're going to retire, of course. But you want to think things through. Most people save all their money for retirement in IRAs, or at least a significant part of it, meaning that the income tax is deferred until withdrawal. So, that being the case, some people are going to be in higher tax brackets when they take the money out of their IRAs than when they put them in. So we really want to be smart about how do we set those up. But the key thing is, what's your total income going to be in retirement? Where's the income going to come from? That will affect your taxes and also your tax deductions. Sometimes the deductions will change, you know. If you have a mortgage and when you were working and you were getting the mortgage interest deduction, maybe you itemized because of that. Once the mortgage is paid off, you may take the standard deduction and you'll have a different tax situation. You want to know about this ahead of time and pre-plan for those income taxes and have what we call a sequence of spending set aside. So you'll know where to take income from first, what you should spend last in your portfolio as far as the different tax classifications, so you can make sure to have the least amount of income tax available to you in your situation. Very important component of an income plan.
How long should we expect to live?
Don't bet against longevity. That's what we always say. You got to look at several elements: family history, your own personal current health, your lifestyle. If it's active, it's pretty well proven that if you're very active, you probably have a longer lifespan. So just don't assume that you're going to die early just because somebody in your family did, because with current health care and the current lifestyles that we live, all those trigger things that extend our life, and with especially with the kind of care we can get today that seems to be pushing out the lifespan of most of us. So make sure that you cover longevity in the planning. Plan for a long time. If you don't make it there, then you got more money. It's that simple. You don't want to have the opposite: run out of money before you run out of life.
You're hearing Retirement Income Solutions with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. Thank you for listening today. They are retirement income certified professionals and national Social Security advisors, too. So if you've been thinking about having a discussion about your future retirement, then we suggest you write the number down and give it a call. If not right now, do it soon. 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. As we learn about retirement variables and maybe when should I start Social Security?
Well, that's such an important part of an income plan and a big retirement variable. Unfortunately, 75% of Americans do take it early, take it prior to their full retirement age. And as we move forward, most people's retirement age is going to be age 67. They're still, obviously, people that their full retirement age can range anywhere from 66 up to 67. But when to take the Social Security depends on so many different things. You want to think first about what we were just speaking about, longevity. If people are living longer today than they have in the past, but they're taking a reduced Social Security benefit by taking it early, well, who wins that game? Not you. We want to make sure that you take it at the time where you get the most Social Security income, because that's what it's there for. We want to maximize it, not just for you, but if you're married, your spouse, we want to think about the survivor benefit down the road. If something happens, you only get to keep the higher of the two Social Security benefits, or the equivalent of the higher. So we want to make sure that you have the right income streams at the right time. It's very important when we take Social Security to make sure that it fits into a comprehensive plan. When to take the Social Security is dependent upon so many different variables, but taking it at your full retirement age, at least for the higher of the two income earners, is going to be something you want to strive for when you're planning for your income and retirement.
All right, one more retirement variable I'd love you to talk about, and maybe Bill, how much money should be at risk when we retire?
Well, we have to take a different approach when we actually stop working and go into retirement, because it may be all about how much income do I need to generate, not about how much money I need to have in a bucket. So how much income is going to be needed will help dictate how much risk you should be taking. Obviously, your risk tolerance needs to be considered, and the timeline that before you'll need these assets. So whatever you have invested in the market, if you need that money right away, then obviously we're going to have to look at different ways to generate income and not just be in growth-oriented types of stocks or equities of any kind. So it's a variable. It's a variable for anybody. So how much do we need in income from our assets? When will we have to start taking it? What's the sequence of those withdrawals? And what is my real risk? And we have to understand as well market timing and where we are in the market cycle. So these are all variables and they change. Once you have a plan in place, that doesn't mean it never changes. It's something that has to be analyzed and recalculated and looked at least on an annual basis, because things do change. Things are variable. So we've been talking about today some various retirement variables. And those that are listening to us today, if you haven't yet gotten and sat down and had a plan put in place for your retirement and you're thinking about it, you need to consider the things we talked about today. There's variables, things that we don't know. There's many, many puzzle pieces that come into the planning process for retirement. So if you've saved at least $100,000 and you're interested in sitting down and getting a plan in place that will help you navigate through retirement, give us a call today. So if you want to have the plan, call us at 800-987-1443. For the next 10 callers with $100,000 in investable assets, call us at 1-800-987-1443, and let's get the conversation going about your retirement and your retirement plan.
That number again is 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. For your lifetime income blueprint, the next 10 callers with $100,000 for retirement will be able to listen, plan, and thrive in retirement by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. 1443. With retirement variables today, we found out how in not planning today, not putting it in writing, huge variables will affect your retirement, income, savings, and lifestyle. Take that step to ensure security in your retirement at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Do that now. Still to come, we'll be talking about some retirement constants, as well as answering another question from the mailbag. And we're also going to get to know the boys a little bit better in just a few minutes here on Retirement Income Solutions.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management Team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
It's getting to know you time.
Retirement Income Solutions. This is the segment, by the way, in which we call Getting to Know You. And so, why not? Guys, here's your question this week. Let's see what else is on your mind. What TV channel doesn't exist but should, in your opinion?
My goodness. You know, if you search TV channels, you can find something on everything, right?
Absolutely.
Wrong. Wrong. No, I just found one.
What is it?
What is it?
Tell me.
The Basics of Common Sense.
That's great.
Isn't that great? Should we have a class or, you know, TV show? Just, hey, let's learn common sense early in life.
7,000 channels out there, and nobody has one with common
sense. Nobody has one on the basics of common sense.
That's probably true.
Isn't that true?
It's wild.
Yeah. I think I can name a few people I would like to go through the class.
All right. Yeah. Well, who would host that show?
That'd be somebody with common sense.
Good luck finding that.
And what kind of guests would they have?
Those who are searching for common sense.
Yes. Oh, man.
Maybe those who have some.
A lot of viewers going to be on that channel.
I wouldn't dare point fingers, but I know a few.
Yeah, we could say who would never be invited onto that show, onto that program, couldn't we? All right, thanks. We get to know you guys a little bit better. The Sense of Humor's mostly Bill Danner that time with Daniel Neesniff.
I let him take that one.
What's Daniel going to say?
I'm passing this week. You got it, man.
No, come on. We can't let you pass. No.
That was so good, it really would be hard to have a second on that, I would think.
You let him off the hook.
I agree. Thank you.
I'm going to.
Well, he gets a double dose next time.
All right. Well, let's get back to the serious world of retirement in a minute. This has been Getting to Know You on Retirement Income Solutions. Thanks for joining us today.
Want to do what you love in retirement? Then listen to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Continuing once again with Retirement Income Solutions, thank you for being with us today. In Middle Georgia, you have Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith at 800-987-1443. We'll be glad to meet with you and discuss your lifetime income blueprint. Stand by for more details on how we do that and how it affects you. You can also check us out at Facebook at Retirement Income Solutions. Mailbag time once again, gentlemen, as we go to Andrew in Dublin, who asks, should I work with a younger financial advisor with less experience or somebody who's my age but might retire at the same time I do?
Well, Andrew, I'm very thankful for your question. You should definitely work with a younger financial advisor just like myself. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, working with younger advisors definitely has a different variables to it. When you're working with someone that's getting close to retirement, they have great wisdom. Me and Bill, we like working in it as a team because You know, he's just a few years older than I.
I'm an old man.
So, but you have a good point. When you work with someone that's close to retirement themselves, if you're going to need guidance throughout the rest of your retirement life, it makes sense to have someone that's going to continue to be there or have a succession plan so that they'll be able to continue to give you the advice and work with your plan as you get into retirement. But that's a good question. Really, it comes down to how well do you work with someone, what kind of a relationship do you have with them, and do they have the experience needed? But I appreciate the question, Andrew, and hope to hear from you again.
And if you have that question and want to be more specific on your circumstance, even more so than you already were, Andrew, then call 800-987-1443, and you can do that today. Let's take the other side of the coin in this segment. Gentlemen, as we were talking about retirement variables, and there are some factors that are different for everyone in retirement planning. We addressed several of those just minutes ago, but there are also constants that affect everyone, no matter the specifics of your situation. So let's talk about how we plan around these constants. I've got three in mind. The first is inflation.
All right. So inflation is what I would consider the number one enemy to your retirement. It will never quit. If you think about the cost of living today, 10 years from now, it's going to take more money, more income to buy you the same amount of goods and services that you get today. You have to plan on an increasing income in retirement. This is a constant because it will never stop. You will always have to deal with rising costs. Now, there's different things that are going to go up more than others, health care being one of them. But we want to provide for our clients an increasing income so they can maintain their standard of living throughout retirement.
We're chatting about retirement constants. They affect all of us, and the better prepared we are for those, the more secure retirement we'll have. Rising taxes is my second note, gentlemen.
Wow. I believe that we're in a period of time where taxes are really on sale. And a lot of people say, what? Yes, of course. We are in a period of time where we've had a constant, historically low tax rates. And if you look at the deficit and government spending in general and inflationary pressure that's obviously going to be a part of us in the future, that's going to be a constant. Taxes will go up over our lifetime. But more importantly, we need to understand how taxes affect the surviving spouse when one of our partners passes away. So in a planning process, we need to address not only the possibility of increasing taxes, but also the possibility at some point in time in the future that we're going to have a single income for a single person in a different tax bracket altogether. So the surviving spouse needs to understand what the tax consequences might be down the road.
Remember, your retirement solution is Retirement Income Solutions at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Procrastinating? What are you waiting for? Another retirement constant that can be a big blow to your nest egg, market volatility.
This is one that right now people are not thinking about, and it worries me sometimes when I see people that have had such good success over the last 8 to 9 years in the market. You know, if we look back at market history, the market's done spectacular since 2009 through the present. But now's when people sometimes get complacent. There's a reason that market volatility is a constant, and that's because what goes up must come down, right? It's a fundamental law. Sometimes things get overvalued and markets come back to their equilibrium pricing. I'm not trying to get technical here, but at some point, we're going to have a correction because the stock pricing that we see is not necessarily completely justified based on the earnings of companies on the market. Now, the most important thing is to have a plan in place to protect yourself from downside risk to your portfolio prior to retirement. One of the worst things that can happen is to wait to just before retirement and have a market crash, and then sometimes people have to postpone their retirement. We don't want to see that happen. We want you to plan ahead, and that's why we offer the Lifetime Income Blueprint that you hear us talk about on our show each week. We want to offer you the opportunity right now to come in for a complimentary financial review. for our next 10 callers over the next 15 minutes who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement. Let's look at your income plan. If you don't have one, let's get one in place. These retirement constants that we've been talking about, inflation, rising taxes, market volatility, they're things that need to be addressed. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. For the next 10 callers in the next 15 minutes that have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, we're going to sit down with you, we're going to look at your situation, help you get an income plan in place, and that plan is called the Lifetime Income Blueprint. 1-800-987-1443. Now, when you come in to meet with us in the first meeting, we like to make it really clear how that's going to happen. We're first going to talk about where you're currently at. What's your situation? What are your goals? What are your dreams? What do you want your future retirement to look like? And we're going to then see, what have you done to already plan for some of these? Many folks have had time and have set aside money for retirement, so there's done some types of planning. Now, when you come in, one of the first things we're going to talk about is what type of fee structure do advisors get paid under? We're going to look at that. We're going to look at your personal situation and make sure that we have all the pieces in place. But the first meeting, it's not an opportunity for us to give you advice, but just to get to know you.
The number to call is 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. As we've talked about retirement variables and retirement constants, inflation, rising taxes, and market volatility give you barometers to plan around and to hedge against so that you won't likely have to compromise your retirement. And that's why you're being offered right now the Lifetime Income Blueprint. To the next 10 callers at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. We don't want you to have, and you don't want to have, retirement regrets. You don't need to make sudden decisions when you plan ahead. You work with a professional and you put it in writing. You have an actual plan for retirement that's flexible enough to give you income for life. And if times do get tough in life, you are better prepared. So call Retirement Income Solutions without any more procrastination at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Gentlemen, another great show. Thank you for the help. I've got a few things I'm taking on my own at no charge. Thank you.
And I hope always a pleasure.
Yeah, you guys have a great week upcoming, and we look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
For Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local financial coaches in Middle Georgia and Security First Asset Management, remember the number, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. So until next time, thank you for joining us on Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.